Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I am thrilled to have back on once again Only OK. He has just released a fantastic new EP. It is called Me, and I am super excited to talk to him all about it. Thank you so much for being here, especially the day
Thank you for
after
having me.
holiday weekend. You must be exhausted. What's going on? How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I hope you had a good holiday, first and
It was
foremost.
good. Yeah, it was solid. My birthday is actually the 3rd, so that's the
Oh.
real holiday. And then the 4th is just like
The
I'm not gonna call it
bonus
a hangover
holiday.
day. I'm gonna
Yeah.
call it the day after the real party. But yeah,
There you
all
go. Well, happy belated birthday.
thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise I'm doing good. And honestly, I kind of soundtracked the holiday with your record. No joke. I probably listened
For
to it
real.
at least 4 or 5 times through.
Oh,
For
wow.
those,
Thank you so much.
yeah, for those that don't know, it's a 4-song EP. It literally is just like you're the definition of quality over quantity. You don't create these 2 long records that have a bunch of pointless filler in them. This is really like this is as good as it gets, and I really enjoyed it, as well as your last, all of your other EPs.
Thank you.
One feeling that I got from this, and I hope that I'm right, is that this one is super personal. Like, you really open up lyrically, and obviously it's called Me, but it really dives into who you are as a person and what you believe and what you stand for. And I want to get your perspective on it. Where did these songs, where were they born from? Where did they come from? What are they about?
Definitely. It's a little bit of everything with this project.
Yeah.
You have songs like Big and Know It All, which are kind of just like for fun, kind of upbeat kind of songs.
Sure.
And then the second half of the project with Cardinals and Me,
Yeah.
it's more about like my life, my history, who I'm about and stuff like that. And so it's like I look at it as a balance. Like if you have these really deep songs, you need something light. Or just something for fun to like
I
even it
agree.
out.
Yeah, no, I mean, just like the flow of the record as well. I totally get what you're saying. I'm not going to call the first 2 tracks like party tracks, but definitely more like on the upbeat, vibrant side of things. And then
Yeah.
you do like, I mean, it's tough because you only have 4 songs to showcase your music, but I think you do an excellent job of being like, this is what I can do, and here's the other versatile side of myself, and creating like music that means something that isn't just like mainstream hip hop, because it's not like it's more than that. It feels like it
Definitely.
has a real depth about it, which honestly nowadays is kind of rare. So I'm just happy that you're doing that.
Thank you. I look at my music like I'm keeping a journal.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
so it's those 4 songs just happen to be the 4 things I was feeling at that time.
Sure. Yeah, that's what it's all about. And especially because you've been making music nonstop at this point.
Literally, since we last talked, yeah.
Exactly. Like, we haven't spoken in about 6 months, and that's totally fine. We've all been busy, but at the same time,
Yeah.
like, that hasn't hindered you at all. Can you sort of highlight the last 6 months for anyone that, might not be up to date on what you're doing right now? Because it's special.
For sure. So this year I decided that I wanted to put out a new 4-song project every month on the last Friday of every month until
Yeah.
the end of the year. And so we've done that so far. We're halfway done now with the Me EP.
That's
We've put
wild.
out six Yeah, we've put out 4-song EPs so far. They're all on Spotify and Apple Music and stuff. We've
Yeah.
done some music videos. I don't know if you've seen any of the music
Yeah.
videos. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some cool content out there.
It's literally insane. Like, the work ethic, and I know that we touched on this in the past, but like the work ethic to even put out a song a month, let alone an entire EP per month, is wild. And normally I'd say like, oh, like the average music listener has no idea how difficult it is. But I think even the average music listener could wrap their head around the difficult, like the feeling of not only like churning out new music, but the back end and everything that goes into it. Like,
For sure.
what have been the major struggles? Have you ever felt like, oh shit, like I don't know if I'm gonna do it this month? Like, what has been happening on that end?
Thankfully, we've been ahead of the game. That's how we've been
Okay,
able
that's
to,
good. The
yeah,
most
we've been able
important
to keep
thing.
up.
Sure.
Yeah. We're pretty stocked up on EPs right now.
Cool.
And the struggles I've faced, some days I'm getting like writer's block, like I don't really know what to write about.
Yeah.
And I make myself write every day. So nice. It's something that it has to get done. So what I do to get through it is I'll take a break by just playing video games or something, and I'll
I
throw
love it.
an album on, like
Yeah.
while I'm playing. I've been listening to Illmatic a lot recently.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that's classic right there.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and I never listened to it like front to back.
Oh,
So
wow.
I
Yeah.
had to sit down. I listened to it probably 3 or 4 times this past week.
Nice.
So I just gotta take a mental break, because all I do is work during the day. I work at a restaurant,
Okay.
and when I get off, I just go straight to working on music. So I
Dude.
think sometimes I do just need some me time.
I mean, the work ethic has to be crazy, obviously, but do you find that, I don't know, it doesn't sound like you have a lot of free time other than working and music. And that's okay because you prioritize your time. Do you ever feel like you like need to get in like these monumental moments in your life in order to write better music? Because like on my end, just listening to your words, it doesn't feel like that. But I think as an artist,
Oh.
you're always like, oh, I gotta do crazy stuff. Like I gotta like do this and that, just like make good music.
Yeah, it definitely helps. Like, it gives you stuff to talk about. Like, you have to go and live your life to have something to talk about that's like
Right.
interesting or exciting, you know?
Yeah.
The way I've been looking at it is, I'm just keeping my head down right now,
True.
staying where I'm at, doing what I'm doing until like something big happens and I want to make a big move. I have a whole list of different cities I want to live in for at least a year, so
Nice.
I can get like the vibe of the city and see what the music sounds like when I'm living there.
Yeah, that's true. That's what it's all about. It's kind of like immersing yourself in another culture, even if it's just another state.
Yeah.
However, I will say working in a restaurant, you probably get 20 new dumb idiot stories per day. If I had to
Yep.
guess. And listen,
It's pretty crazy.
I know. And you could probably write an entire record per day just based on these little mini interactions. Do you ever feel like
Yep.
you need to pull away from like, okay, it can't all be about my job? Or is it, you know, like how does that work in that regard?
Some days I feel I'm actually a line cook, so I hear a lot of the drama and stuff from the
Okay.
servers, but
Yep.
there's plenty. There's plenty, trust
Oh
me.
yeah.
I feel when I need a break from work or what I'm doing presently, that's when I'll go and make a deeper song, something that I can get into. That
Yeah.
kind of takes me away from where I'm at right now.
Totally.
Yeah, but some songs are just about, you know, the grind.
So no, that's hilarious though. Yeah, working at a restaurant is like its own little weird family ecosystem where it's like,
It is like a family. Yeah,
yeah,
I
love
just
hate
love all the people
relationship
I
for
work with.
sure. Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, it has its moments.
Yeah.
yeah, that's its own story. Back to this record though, is like, okay, so especially as a songwriter, someone who's consistently putting music together, do you find like, it's kind of difficult to phrase this question. Obviously, you're working on so much different music all at once. There's
Okay.
EPs that are finished, there's EPs that are getting made, there's one that you're, you know, putting the finishing touches on. In terms of actually writing the music, are you working on it one at a time? Are you jumping around saying I could save this for a future project? Like, how are you prioritizing the music when you know that the deadlines are so short?
I am literally writing them all in order, like the order that you
Really in
hear
order.
them.
Oh, wow.
One at a
Okay.
time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Geez. All right.
That's just the way it makes sense to me, I think.
Yeah. I mean,
And
I get
yeah,
that in a way.
it keeps a little bit of consistency, even though we do switch up the sound a lot. It keeps us kind of on the same track if we just do them in order.
Very interesting. Okay, because I hear it from all angles. I hear it like, yeah, well, you know, I thought of this song, but it doesn't fit the vibe of this record, so I'll save it for a future project. And then you've got, you know, a folder full of demos, and then you just kind of work through it. However, I think in your position, you really need to be very precise about what you're bringing to the table, because
For sure.
obviously time is of the essence here.
We're just getting started. Yeah.
Yeah. How is it working on the production end? Like, obviously you're writing the music, you're doing the whole thing. Do you have an outside team that you're bringing in? Like, I feel like you're constantly worrying about having original beats as much as your lyrics to fit everything.
That is one of my big things, is I always need
Gotta be.
beats, always. So,
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
yeah. this project was executively produced by Chuck Alkazian at Pearl Sound Studios. He made all four beats.
Nice.
It was awesome. I got to work with my cousin's girlfriend Gianna. She's the singer on Cardinal.
Nice.
So they were in town visiting like a week before, and I'm like, hey, I'm about to write this song. Can you sing on it? And it worked out. She's in Chicago, so she
Got
recorded
it.
it there, sent it to us. It was a really great experience.
Yeah, that, I mean, not to interrupt you, that song kind of took me by surprise because, like, I just clicked play. Like, I wasn't looking at the track list. And then I was like, oh, is this the same record? And then you came in and I was like, oh, shit, this is great. Like, this is a fantastic collaboration.
Yeah, when my dad
Yeah.
first heard it, he was like, "That's your song?" And he, yeah, and
Exactly.
he,
Yeah.
yeah, it's a good feeling. I'm really
Right.
happy with how it turned out.
Totally. Does she have any like prior experience? Obviously she sings, but I don't know, like in a
Yeah.
professional capacity.
She does a lot of live shows. She does like 75 shows a year
Oh,
kind
wow.
of thing.
Okay. She's out
Yeah,
there.
she said that she does mostly like cover stuff, but she's done features and stuff in the past.
Okay, got it.
So, little
Very cool.
experience, yeah.
Yeah, I would, geez, I would say so. So I was like, damn, this is
Yeah.
really good. Definitely one of the standouts for sure.
Yeah.
You would also mention that you are now out there playing shows yourself. Is that correct? What
It
is
is.
that look? What is that looking like? You've got this massive discography to choose from. How could you possibly go about creating a set list that doesn't leave out, you know, what you really want to play?
I've been very grateful to get kind of longer sets, my two most recent
That's
shows,
nice.
which makes it a little bit easier.
Sure.
We played the Corktown Tavern in
Okay.
Detroit
Cool.
back in May, and I had a 30-minute set. I was opening up. I had a 30-minute
Nice.
set, and I got to do eight songs or nine songs,
Great.
and it was mostly stuff that had been released.
Yeah.
And then some unreleased stuff just to play it and have fun. I don't know. And
Yeah.
it was pretty cool. There was probably like 30 people there. I got to like
Damn.
talk and meet with people afterwards. They said I did a good job. So
That's
it
huge.
was cool. The second show was at Renegades Bar. It was this
Okay.
past month. There was probably like 40 people there.
Okay.
And I was actually headlining. It was the first time I ever headlined.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so I got a 45-minute set, and I
Nice.
got to do 12 songs. So it was
Wow,
super
okay.
cool.
That's basically a full show at that point.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Right. So then the question becomes like, how do you go about creating a set list? Like, obviously, they can't, as much as you all want them to be bangers, like, you got to create like this sort of like wave through
Like
your
a
set where
flow,
it's like, yeah,
yeah.
you can't go 10 out of 10 every single time. You got to bring it down to bring it back up again.
Well, I'll say when I was opening, I did try and bring just the bangers.
Yeah.
I
Oh,
wanted to
yeah.
keep
Opening
it,
set, that's the job.
I wanted to keep it high energy, get it
Absolutely.
going. But when I had my own like set list, I could really choose from. I did songs like Me.
Yeah.
I did a couple unreleased songs, like some slower ones that would slow it down. I wanted to come out high energy, with songs like Anticipate and Unstoppable. We did songs like All My Life to slow it down a little
Cool.
bit. And then ended it high energy with Whodunit.
Very cool. Yeah, and
Yeah.
you do make a great point there. If you're an opener, you have one job.
Yeah.
First off, to actually grab the attention of people that don't know who you are, and
100%.
you know, to make the headliner look good. But yeah, is it in a headlining position? Like, it's your job to curate the night, and it sounds like you've obviously took that into consideration.
It was super fun. Yeah, the bar we were at, they actually named drink specials after us for the night.
That's
Our drink
awesome.
was a vodka sunrise, I
Okay.
believe. Summary.
So,
It
oh,
was
super
cool.
summary. I
Yeah.
love that. That's awesome, man. Do you have anything, any shows wise or anything else on the horizon? Anything coming up?
We are looking into more shows right now. We're
Very
in the
cool.
process, just emailing some places.
Yeah, I know
So.
the summer is super tough for all
Yep.
musicians. One, because it feels like there's so much happening. It's like, how do I get involved in this? But it's also like, listen, and again, I think that you're in a very interesting position here because, you know, you work constantly, you have a full-time job, and this is,
Yep.
you know, for all intents and purposes, like a side project that you want to make a full-time thing. It's
Yep,
tough to
exactly.
burn the candle at both ends to where you're not burning out. Obviously, the love and the passion and the need is there, but it's also tough to wake up every morning and work, 14, 16-hour days. So
Yeah,
I feel you.
it's really just a matter of keeping music as my main focus. Like, what while I'm at work, I'm still thinking about music and stuff. It's what gets me through it.
Now, a creative person's brain, you truly can't ever turn it off. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Obviously, a question that I'm going to ask is like, what have you got going on the rest of this year? But I think that I can answer that question myself because you're still on this run of EPs, which is just amazing.
Yeah.
So I guess the question kind of becomes is like, yeah, what else is coming up? But also like, anything besides that.
I got you. So the next project that's coming out is coming out the last Friday of July. I can't think of the exact date,
Okay,
but
cool.
the last Friday in July, it's called Halfway to Somewhere.
Sweet.
The title track is produced by a rock band called Odd City. Shout out to
Nice.
Odd City
Yeah,
real
yeah,
quick.
yeah.
Yeah, it's very different.
Okay.
I'm very much looking forward to it. So that's coming out. We just filmed a music video yesterday, for Who Done It off of
Very
the
cool.
May EP.
Sure.
Yeah. That one's gonna be hopefully coming out in the next couple weeks. And yeah, then it's working on EPs. I'll say we're stocked up through September right now. We have
That's
all of them done
amazing,
through September.
dude. That's wild.
So once the monthly EPs are done, I'm gonna start working on the 25 album, which I can't wait for.
Nice.
It's gonna be 25 song album. It's coming out November 29th. It's gonna be there's a lot going into it, so I'm looking forward to it.
That is, I mean, there's no such thing as too much music, but you're clearly doing the thing and you're keeping the quality high, which is just, it's a feat in its own. I got two more for you, and you sort of touched on this before about who you're listening to and what's been inspiring you. Do you ever
Yeah.
feel like you try to not necessarily shy away from the music you're listening to, but to sort of expand your horizon so that you're not making the same thing over and over?
I actually, this kind of goes into something. I had a question for you. I'm trying
Hey.
to expand my horizons a little bit more.
Sure.
If there's any genre, any kind of music, any full album that you would recommend I listen to, like a full album front to back, something you think holds
Jeez.
up like no skips.
What genre?
I'm good with anything. I have a list going. Most of it's hip
Dear
hop so far,
God.
but I got like some Jaden Smith on there, some Green
Interesting.
Day.
All right.
Yeah.
That's like you just
It's a
asked me the
loaded
hardest
question. There's
way
so
to.
much.
No,
I
I know.
know.
All right. I this is no, because I've been asked this before, even just like by friends. So I don't know, you may have heard their name. There's a band, they're called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Have you ever heard their name?
I had a coworker told me about them. He
All
was going
right.
to a show.
They're the craziest band in music right now, or at least in rock music. So,
Hell yeah.
like the quick background on them, like they've been around since like 2011, 2012. They put out like three or four albums, but in the past like 7 years, they've put out like 20 albums,
Oh, okay.
like five full length albums per year. Like,
Wow.
yeah, that type of shit.
That's
They
sick.
approach every single record as a concept record. They don't make the same thing twice. So they'll make a jazz record. They'll make like sort of a hip hop record. They'll experiment with like microtonal sounds. So there's like a million different options. And so that's why I
That's so
answered
cool.
this. If I had to recommend for you something that might be in your vein, I would recommend you check out their album called Change.
Change. Okay.
I think that you'll like that.
I
And
got
then
it.
I would also recommend one of their other albums that's like a little bit of everything. It is called Gumboot Soup. It is like
Okay.
yeah, they did like this five album run and kind of left like not the demos, but like they put a record of just a little bit of everything. I think that you'll
That
really
sounds awesome.
enjoy it. And
Yeah.
yeah, and then if you like them, go ahead and explore. But yeah, definitely a loaded question, but one that I always appreciate. Thank you.
Definitely. Yeah, no, thank you. Like I said, I'm making the
Yeah.
list. I've got like Mac Miller, J.
Yep.
Cole, Big Sean, Tupac,
There you
Biggie.
go. Yeah, this is completely polar opposite, but it'll still
I can't
be
wait. No,
rock.
I can't wait.
Nice.
Yeah, the 25 album is going to be like a little more experimental, like different genres.
This will be
The
perfect
whole
then.
deal.
Very
Yeah.
cool. Well, yeah, let me know what you think.
For sure.
My last question for you here is, it's basically the same question I asked you last time we ended. We're always changing. So question is basically for the person that is going to discover you from this, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to this EP for the first time?
Well, I want to say, I just want to introduce myself, I think.
Yeah.
My name is Griffin Szyminski. I go by the name of Only Okay. I'm in the Metro Detroit area. I'm a 25-year-old storyteller, and I use hip hop to tell my story one song at a time. I've been putting out these 4-song EPs, as you know, and I don't plan on stopping. So if you enjoy what you hear on the Me EP, please follow me in what I'm doing. We're doing something pretty cool right now.
There you go. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Griffin, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. Please let me plug your music for you. If you guys
Of
missed it, this EP is called Me, but there's like 100 other EPs that you can
course.
take in and explore. And obviously there's so much more on the way. We'll have the links in our articles so that you can do all that exploring and listen and follow along and just stay tuned. There is so much more music coming in all different capacities and music videos, all the media you need in one place. And yeah, man, I appreciate you taking the time out of your like insanely busy schedule to do this. It means a lot.
I'm glad it worked out for real. Thank you so much
Me
for having
too.
me.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Have a great rest of your day, and I hope to speak soon.
Sounds good. Yeah, you too.
Awesome. All right, take care. Bye bye.
Bye.